Many travellers dream of experiencing the beauty of Tanzania, from its stunning national parks to vibrant cultural sites, yet the costs often seem overwhelming. But with Visit Tanzania for Less, exploring this East African gem on a budget is not only possible, but incredibly rewarding. Whether you're a solo backpacker, a volunteer, or just a budget-conscious traveller, we provide valuable insights and resources to make your journey unforgettable without breaking the bank. Book your trip now with just a $300 deposit and flexible monthly payments until your travel date. For more travel inspiration and tips, follow us on Instagram or visit us at visittanzania4less.com. Visit Tanzania for Less, your dream adventure within reach.
Good afternoon, Muskegon. This is July 31st, 2026. Can you believe July is gone already?
Hard to believe.
Welcome to Community Focus, the show with news, information, and more. Listen, if you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, please call area code 231-755-6007 and ask for Janae, and she can take care of it. To my right is my partner in Christ,
Melvin C. Burns II.
And we got a special guest we'll be getting to shortly. I just want to say, we want to thank you, Muskegon, and outside of Muskegon, because we are going on 6 years.
6 years, wow.
Of doing this, and that's because of you. And so in 3 weeks, we'll be celebrating 6 years. What is the weather looking like?
Well, supposed to expect a little rain later today at a low of 62 and a high of 82. Tomorrow we have a 100% chance of rain as the temperature drops, low 66, high 74. A little rain expected again on Sunday as well, low 64, high of 79. The sun comes out Monday with a low of 60, high of 81. Expect to see the sun again on Tuesday, low 59, high 81. Wednesday, the rain may return, low 62, high of 78. And on Thursday, again, a 35% chance of rain, low 64, high of 79.
All right. That's the weather for the next couple of days. Top five.
Well, you know, been a lot going on. Everybody talks about transparency, right? I thought about this. If governments have to be transparent, what is my obligation as a citizen? What's my responsibility?
Oh, definitely.
If they're supposed to be transparent. Here we go. Number one, if they're supposed to be transparent, you have an obligation to seek out information. So much is out there. You can learn so much about your city, your state, your county. Governments thrive on information. Mm-hmm. So there's all kind of stuff out there. So seek out information. Number two, you have an obligation to understand what you find. Ask questions to interpret it. Find out what all this data you come across means. It's this understanding is the bridge between transparency and wisdom.
Yes.
Number three, you have an obligation to use the information responsibly. All right. We found our information. Let's put it out there, but be responsible. There's still people, families, homes, all those things. We can do some damage if we aren't responsible. Number four, and this may seem kind of obvious, but if a government's going to be transparent, then as citizens, we're responsible for being involved. We have a civic responsibility to be part of those governments. And number five, I added this one to my research just before I left. When we're wrong, we should acknowledge when we're wrong. All right. So that's my top five for today.
We need to pass play because you're preaching good, man. Listen, I can't agree. I mean, I can't do nothing but agree with everything you. People are taking information and twisting the information, and take the information and make sure that it's wise. Check your sources, and then use the to your advantage and not to put sticks in people's eyes. Anyway, speaking of, we have a guest here. First timer?
Yes.
A first timer. Who is that guest, sir?
You may or may not have heard his name around town, but he's involved in parks and greenways and trailways, and has become probably one of the go-to sources for information about these areas of Muskegon County. His name is Aaron Bartleby Mast. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Now, Aaron, tell people a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, and I loved your top five there. You know, I've worked in government for over 20 years, and then I was a reporter before that.
Sure.
And it is one thing that's great about local government is it is really accessible, and you can like go and meet with your, you know, commissioner or board member, like ask them out for coffee, get to know them in there, and try to learn how the things work. Because a lot of times what I've seen when people come to meetings, they're often at the end of the decision, right?
Yeah.
And you want to get in and be informed the whole process, because there'll be this new thing that's coming up, a new development. Yes. And some of it, just the way that government works, is too late. But that's, you know, so anyways, I really appreciated that top five. It's tough, but the good thing is if you jump in, you can get your hands dirty and do good work really fast. And that's part of I felt like I'd start with that because it relates back to what we're trying to do. So I'm a resident of the city of Muskegon, involved in many ways. My day job's down south, but and my wife grew up here, so that's how I really got tied in. So there's multi-generations in the Muskegon area in the Heights, the football coaches. Even when we live down south, we come up to the farmer's market almost every weekend.
Okay.
And when it was over on Yuba and stuff like that, right?
So don't bring up that argument.
Yes. I've been familiar with the area a long time, and then we moved to this area in 2015, wanting to stuff and the skills I've learned in my day job, wanted to bring that here. And also always been really involved in the outdoors and parks, grew up that way. And then seeing kind of in the last, especially 20 years, that a lot of communities are using like their parks and trails as an accelerator, as a community builder, as an economic development tool.
Yes.
People don't realize how big the outdoor industry is, according GDP wise. It's like $1.2 trillion.
Wow.
With a T.
Wow.
Yeah. That's like that's out of 26 trillion. So it's a big economy. And in Muskegon area, Muskegon's the largest city on Lake Michigan in Michigan.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really not even close. Holland doesn't have any lakeshore. And so we have this community, this urban thing, like, you know, that funk that Detroit has, that they've done a lot of outdoors, or but then we also have all the natural beauty, like the woods, the lakes, the streams. So how do we take advantage of it and take, and then at the same time, so a couple of things on that, and I'm talking less about myself about what am I doing. One is we have a lot of great bones. You know, we have great parks, but they need some help. They need TLC. And two, we have some great trails. Like, and I, one thing we've worked on is getting this for the people watching on video. We got a plan, the Shoreline Trails and Greenways plan, that outlines like a new vision for trails in the area, because we have about 60 miles of trails. But other places have hundreds of miles, and we're way out of proportion for how many people we have. And trails are important, you know, they're good, important for recreation, for exercise, but they're also important for getting around. And one of the things in the study, there's parts of this county that have, you know, census blocks where like 20% of people don't own a car. So that's it's not just for, you know, these trails it's not just for fun and for recreation and community building. It's also for life, you know, for getting around and we need to get better connections to our schools, to our grocery stores, to our jobs. Mm-hmm. So you can have a choice where cars are expensive, you know, like the average car sale is like $50,000. Mm-hmm. Like I ride my e-bike all around, it goes pretty well. That's a lot like more accessible. It gets tough in the winter, but mm-hmm. like big part of the year, that's a way that we can really have an impact. And we've seen also there's communities now that there's a lot of examples of how to do it, because we have mm-hmm. this big urban core. And it's hard to like put trails on that, like you see out in the suburbs, right? Mm-hmm. Or out in the rail trails. Mm-hmm. So like Detroit's done with the Joe Louis Greenway, and you take like a railroad, the Quindicut, and turn it into a greenway. Mm-hmm. And it's not, and it has stages, it has a container bar. So mm-hmm. it has art, like it's a lot of things at once. It's a cultural spot. They have a festival there. It's mm-hmm. packed, connects to the river. And we have those things here. So those things that have gone away, like mm-hmm. we don't have the railroads used as much. We have some roads that may be too big that we can kind of reconfigure and take advantage of. And one thing I've, you know, here, one person in the community that really believed in that village was Commissioner Page, who passed away, right? Mm-hmm. And I got connected through with Daryl through the Livability Lab.
Yes.
And he really saw that vision. He wanted it. He'd go, you know, mm-hmm. between the Heights and Muskegon's the Keating corridor, right?
Yes.
And he's like, you can take this, it's an old rail power lines, mm-hmm. make this a trail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, a community space. So and that's in this plan now.
Yeah. Two things. One, Mr. Page, you know, come jump in the car with me. He took and showed you and you all the some of the old rail trail, but tell people about the trail plan, no, the Greenways plan and what that is exactly.
So right. So I'm here today representing the Muskegon Area Parks and Greenways Coalition, grassroots effort to try to bring people together all across the mm-hmm. Muskegon area, get them plugged in, because there's a lot of people doing good work to give that TLC to our parks and trails. Like say here in the Heights of Johnny O'Harris, it's like Heritage Landing, it's up in Cedar Creek Township. You know, there's always one person that loves their park and is doing something to try to take care of it.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, that stuff's really important and vital. At the same time, I know from like government, you talk about the information. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get, you know, things done without a vision, mm-hmm. without a plan, a place to go and help people see how to get there. Mm-hmm. So that was a case where we worked with the Regional Transportation Agency downtown West Michigan Shoreline Regional Development Commission, which mm-hmm. is a mouthful. Worked and had a lot of hired a consultant firm, did a lot of outreach all over the area to try to get people to see what's the challenges when you're getting around town walking or biking. What are you missing? What are your dreams? And kind of consistently, everybody wants more trails. Yeah. Nobody's like less of it, right? I want to be safer. Sure. I want it to my kids to be able to get around, whether I'm out trying to get to my school and to in the Puffer District or down in here in Muskegon mm-hmm. or in the Heights. They want more of these facilities and they want more park space. And this plan shows that there's 60 miles of trails right now in Muskegon County. Mm-hmm. It proposes 180 new miles of trail routes.
Okay.
And all over, whether it's, you know, like 9 miles in the Heights, mm-hmm. 15 miles in City of Muskegon, you know, routes in Norton Shores or Muskegon Township or mm-hmm. so all over everybody, there's a trail route for everyone to connect and get. Because one of the things a couple of years ago, we were in Madison, Wisconsin for a conference, mm-hmm. different kind of place than this, but you know, and the same, and I was talking before the show about Chicago, you get the right pieces. There's like a tipping point. Mm-hmm. You create a network and connect it together.
Yes.
And people start using it like crazy, even in cold places like ours, right?
Yeah.
And so so people see it sometimes and think, well, people aren't using that much. And it's like, well, you got to be able to get the place you want to go to or you want to use it, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so that's what this plan is trying to do, is create that network, get it connected all across the county and show the vision. There's pictures in here, like nice renderings of what mm-hmm. things could look like down by the old farmer's market by Yuba. Mm-hmm. There's this old rail line.
Yes.
And below Apple, it goes by ditch. I think Big Rob lives over by that.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Then on the other side, south of Apple, like among Ambrosia and Nims, the wide no houses, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's owned by the DNR.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be, it's already ready to be a trail. We just have to build it. And there's a rendering of how to do that. And that could connect almost to the heating corridor.
Yeah.
Right. So there's these spaces where we can do that and have a big community asset. You could have playgrounds and basketball courts near it.
Mm-hmm.
At the sign. So that's the plan. And we're going to be getting copies of all this. We got a grant for another group I'm working with to distribute these. So the community, like, will be at libraries, at cafes and restaurants and stuff. So you can come check it out for yourself. It's online. Because I it's like it's one thing you do a plan, then it's like you just don't want it to get dusty on the shelf. Take the steps to make it happen. Part of it is getting the word out, and then another part is, you know, how do you fund it? Because trails are expensive.
But. So when you, when you developed this plan, did you get input from all the, or most of the municipalities around Muskegon County?
Yes. They had Progressive that did it. They tried to get everywhere and do online surveys. So they did stuff.
I mean, you like you.
Yeah. No, they were down like at Unruly Brewery. They were down at the White, on the Montague Farmers Market. They were down. Came here and had stuff at the Downtown Heights. So they try to get everywhere to get input that and try to reach the people. Because one of the things that's tough in this business sometimes with government engagement is the people that you're trying to get to are the least able to come and attend a meeting.
Okay.
Right? They got two jobs. They or they work night shift, you know. You know, they're not or, you know, they're not off to go and take 2 to 3 hours to come sit through, which can be really boring meetings to get that input. So it's tough to reach the you know, they're kind of the and they're the people that you need it most. And they did really they really worked hard to try to do that. We also Leticia from Progressive came along. They did a trip to Detroit that Melvin came on to see how they do stuff there to try to, again, get that and bring that. That mindset here.
And why is it that it's so important to educate people about things like trails? Why is it so important?
Because the thing, there's one where to have people realize the value, you know, like I said, there's that economic value. There's that health and wellness value. But some of these greenways, there's also other environmental values. You wouldn't see you plant, like, you know, gardens or pollinators, like, you know, help the insects and animals, and then get kids that connection to nature so they get rich. But there's also, like, great studies, like, these spaces are social spaces too. And they're places where community comes together and, like, you know, everybody, I said at a presentation once, like, parks are where life happens. Where do you go, like, have a family reunion? Where do you go have a concert? Where do you go get married or propose, right? Where do you have your grad parties, right? Like, a lot of those happen in these spaces. And there's studies that show not only do people go there to do that family stuff and that friend stuff, they meet people in these spaces. They're well-designed.
Okay.
So it's a thing that, you know, is, like, essential. And it's like people think of it as a nice to have, but it's a must have. And then there's to meet those daily needs of, you know, getting around places that can really make it more affordable, because affordability is a big problem these days, right?
Of course.
And if you can get around, then maybe not, you need one less car, you know. And if we work, make it all work together, we can make it a, and these public spaces are like a community wealth, right? If you take care of them, which is important, they're like, and you do it well, like, these things are for everybody most of the time, except for the beaches, right? They're free. It's public to go to. So versus, like, you know, like the library, you can go in the library, cool down, read a book.
Sure.
And the same thing in a park, you know, you can sit in the shade, just relax, rest, play, learn, create, right?
Which is something that we need to get back to.
Yes.
Instead of being in front of a computer screen.
Yes.
You know, getting outside, fresh air,
yes,
reading a book,
yes,
and some of those habits that we've lost.
Yes, some of those things that help, you know, especially, you know, people got out in parks like crazy during the pandemic, and got to connect. But we need to be out there connecting with each other to get past some of this, you know, high tensions and high things. It's like, you know, it brings your tension on, like face to face, getting out and talking, you know, people and getting to know your community. That's and you need those spaces to do that, because sometimes it's like, you know, I like to go to coffee shops, but then you have to pay, you know, like to go get a drink with somebody. Right. So you need a variety of spaces to do this.
But it's amazing, because then you start to find out as an individual, as you and I meet, how much we have in common.
Yes. Yes.
We have so much more in common.
Yes. We have a lot we can share. And then you get to know, like, you know, it's also like, yeah, you bump in and see, I see, you know, hey, Mel, hey, Greg, you know, just around you.
Sure.
And that's one thing about this community. It's not a big town, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm out on the trails. I see people all the time that I know. I see them again and again. There's this phrase that's a saying by this guy who writes books, Nassim Taleb. It's like, it's better to meet one person 1,000 times than talk to 1,000 people once.
Okay.
Because then you have that relationship. Sure. And then when you're trying to build something and build a community and you're trying to work together towards something, like you have that deeper, you build that trust, you know, and then it's like, let's do this, let's try this, and, you know,
that's good.
Let's improve things.
Yeah, I don't want to misquote you, but as you were talking, one of the thoughts come to mind, you know, thinking about Muskegon County, you know, we have some trails, but probably not a trail system.
Yes.
I'll take, for instance, I live in Muskegon Heights, and there were people critical of, you know, they followed a plan for renovating the park.
Yeah.
You know, as we talked earlier, to attract people, and the long-term plans are brought when connecting to a larger trail system.
Yeah,
but every day there's kids at the park, and I think it's part of it. People don't realize what it means unless they maybe go to another community or they experience it somewhere else to go, you know what, we really do need that. It really would be a good thing. And
right. So there's a great example, and this will talk about some of the resources that, you know, we'll get to everybody's favorite subject, to taxes in a minute. But so in the Heights, there's, you know, to the east, there's this trail system that goes all the way to Grand Rapids, to Hart,
to
Port Huron, right?
Yes. Yeah.
On Cadillac, right?
Yes.
You can get to it, the Muscatel Trail.
Mm-hmm.
To your west, there's this beautiful new park, like straight west on Broadway, called Dune Harbor Park. It's got a third of a mile beach. Well, in between it, if you built a trail system on Broadway, you have a bridge over Seaway, right? You have a trail system, Roosevelt Park, just built behind the Home Depot.
Right.
And then there's just a little bit of rail where they just store cars that put you a straight shot into Dune Harbor Park.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine being able to have the kids in the Heights go on these bike trails either way, get and like take a ride that's safe. Maybe they don't need, you know, that's another thing that was different back in the day. We used to go around, I'd bike all over. By 28th Street, my parents didn't know. I go all the way to, you know, like by Studio 28, or, you know, by Palmer Park. So, so kids, give them, if we have a better system, the kids have more freedom to get and go check out the park on Lake Michigan and see the dunes, right? Mm-hmm. That's like this resource that not everybody is able to experience for various reasons. But I guess one thing I want to mention, just as a thing here, is one thing that's being talked about in order to do this, like, you know, some trails cost like $1 million a mile, you know,
I build them. Wow.
Yeah. And not all of them, but, you know, there's some easier, there's no easy mile to build, but some are less expensive, some are more. So it's going to take funding to get this trail system built. And then again, all the parks in the Muskegon area, there's no place that doesn't need funding. So what's been proposed by the Muskegon County Parks Commission is in November to put a half mile on the ballot, which is like, you know, between $30 and $60 a year, you know, like $5 a month or less, depending on how your taxable value. And to build, to fund the county parks, fund the regional trail system, and also share 30% of the millage, like the senior millage, with local units per capita.
Okay.
So everybody would have a chance to get a piece of the pie, and not only just build these trails and fix the county parks, but fix the local parks. It also try to get more access to waterways and more capacity, because one thing I know that's always a challenge is you're missing grants. I just yesterday at my day job got a $1.7 million grant.
Nice.
For a trail in Allendale.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And that takes years of work, and it takes somebody like that's got a job. That's their job.
Sure.
This grant, this millage would be like, there'd be somebody's job to do that for the county. They'd also help the Heights or Muskegon or Eggleston Township or, you know, Holton Township, help them with their planning and with the grant writing. Because it's for me, when I'm in the grants every day, it's easy.
But how
important is it? Because we were talking before the show is that there are little pockets of people over here working in little pockets. How important is it that we come together to work on that common goal?
So, yeah, and that's one of the things that even with stable funding, right? Like, park systems rely on volunteers to help, even with a nice, you know, stable funding like millage. Like, there's a lot of challenges for whether it's trash or, you know, invasive species, plants that don't necessarily belong, were introduced to this area and kind of make the environment tough. There's a lot of management that Helping Hands make a big difference. And there's always room for more to take care of it. Because one of the things I think with the people that do take care of it realize, like, when you have a beautiful park and you take care of it, it really creates a sense of investment, community pride.
Right.
And right. if you see that basketball hoop and it doesn't have, you know, the strings on it, you know, like the things cracked, there's things that people can do to help bring it along. And also that they're not alone. So long-term, once we get through November, one thing that get the stable funding first and then work on bringing the people together to create a bigger volunteer base so that we can get volunteers, whether it's Larry Fife, Johnny O'Harris, or Laura Swenson at Heritage Landing, or it's up in Duck Creek Natural Area, that we have people that believe in helping to take care of that are available to help these initiatives, that these passion projects that people have.
Okay, so we're down at the bottom of the hour. So give people contact information, how they can get involved.
Yeah, so I think the best way is our Facebook, Muskegon Area Parks and Greenways Coalition. Once a month on the third Friday of the month, we have a get together that's rotating around the county at 4 p.m. on Fridays. That's been really fun. Mm-hmm. So I follow there, and then you can, reach out that way, let us know, and we'll get in touch if you want to get more involved. So that would be the best way.
Okay. And then you talked about, you'll come back and talk a little bit about this bond proposal.
Sure. I've been doing presentations all over the county talking about it, because I'm also the chair of the Parks Commission. Mm-hmm. I'll be going to like Rotary. I'll be going, so I'll be anywhere. I'll do it for two people. I'll do it for 100 people. So, you know, we'll be out there pounding the streets to tell everybody what it is, what it means, and, you know, how it would impact, you know, what things it bring to their community.
And again, you know, like you said, maybe a household is $35. I know it's everybody's pinching pennies, but it's important that we invest in these parks and get these parks back up and possible new connections to meet and greet each other.
Yes. Those social things, there's the economic impact. And then another thing, just on the affordability side, from the county perspective, it might not be people that, and your audience that go to county parks regularly, but maybe they go more, we'd eliminate the fees at the county parks. So that's Pioneer Park, Dune Harbor Park, Twin Lake, and Minor Park. So now it's $25 to go to that beach.
Yep.
Then it would be free if we, if the millage passes.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
So help blunt some of that extra cost.
All right. It's the bottom of the hour. Aaron, thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you guys for your time. I really appreciate it.
It went really fast. I have to have you back.
Time just flew. Yeah. Listen, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to show our sponsors some love. We'll be back on Community Focus on 103.7 to be in 106 and all the social medias. We'll see you in a second.
Many travelers dream of experiencing the beauty of Tanzania, from its stunning national parks to vibrant cultural sites. Yet the costs often seem overwhelming. But with Visit Tanzania for Less, exploring this East African gem on a budget is not only possible, but incredibly rewarding. Whether you're a solo backpacker, a volunteer, or just a budget-conscious traveler, we provide valuable insights and resources to make your journey unforgettable without breaking the bank. Book your trip now with just a $300 deposit and flexible monthly payments until your travel date. For more travel inspiration and tips, follow us on Instagram or visit us at visittanzania4less.com. Visit Tanzania for Less, your dream adventure within reach.
smoking gives you COPD, you learn to lie a little bit. You make up excuses like, I have to get my keys. You guys go on, anything, so you can walk at your own pace. I used to do that all the time. Those lies don't work anymore. My tip is, the worst lies are the lies you tell yourself. Like smoking isn't that dangerous.
You can quit. For free help, visit cdc.gov/tips.
As an Olympic athlete, I prepare for everything. So when I became pregnant, I thought I was ready. But at 32 weeks, I was diagnosed with severe preeclampsia and had an emergency C-section. Looking back, had I known the warning signs, I would have talked to my doctor sooner. Too many women die of pregnancy-related complications, and most are preventable. If you or someone you know is pregnant or recently had a baby, learn the warning signs. It could help save her life. Hear her.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains.
There's a place to share gossip about the office party fun, and a place to share the story you tell everyone. There's a place to share a laugh about when things went wrong, and a place to share the video of you dancing to your song. There's a place to share spare change, lunch, and your time. But we could all be better at sharing how we're feeling inside. 76% of employees have struggled with at least one issue that affected their mental health. When you share, you're not alone.
And good evening. Welcome back to 103.7 to be Community Focus.
Okay. I think we have something happening on camera.
I think, Bevel, you were supposed to introduce.
Oh, okay. I don't even see me like that. Okay. No. All right, there we go.
All right. We got to set down. That was frightening, wasn't it? Remember, we have some guests in the studio. Who do we have?
Yeah, we have two guests, and welcome back to the studio. If you've been around Muskegon, you may recognize their faces. If you have any interest in poetry, hopefully it's not your first time meeting either one of these ladies. To my immediate left, you know her as Ebony Gemini, the poet. And to her left, my first time meeting is Jacqueline Howman. I pronounce it correct. Yep. All right. Ladies, welcome back to the program.
Also known as the Passionate Poet.
The Passionate Poet. I should have gotten that in there as well. All right. Yeah. Okay. For people that don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am the Passionate Poet. I have been writing poetry since elementary school.
Okay.
I won my first little poetry contest and got to read my poem at sixth grade graduation. And right. I say from there on, I continue to write. I continue to dive in just the element of poetry, and I used to want to be a rapper, and I used to just write a lot and only let my friends read it. Mm-hmm. And then one year, I entered a poetry contest. It was 2009. It was 13 poets, and I won, and that began the Passionate Poet. When I start performing, when I start, you know, doing more open mics, and I got in a group called Words Out Loud Poet Society, mm-hmm. and that right there just started a beginning of greatness. Yes, yes.
Love
yes,
that. Yes, it started a beginning of greatness. I ain't mad. Speak it.
Yes. So I went from open mic to mm-hmm. now I teach in schools, 5th grade through 12th. I teach poetry.
Okay.
So that right there has just been a big blessing in itself. So.
Let me ask both of you something. Is that you know, you hear a lot of people say, you know, they were writing poems in their notebook, in their journal, maybe show them to one or two people, and then somewhere there's that bridge cross of, okay, I let somebody else read it, or I performed it out loud. I hear that often. What gets you to cross that bridge over, okay, I'm ready for somebody publicly to hear this?
Well, for me, what we do a lot of is, sis, you got to hear this. I just wrote it, uh-huh. listen to it. Sometimes it's read it first, you know, and then listen to it. Tell me what you think. But not every poem we write is a performance poem.
Okay.
So it's a lot of pieces that we write that is just for us.
No,
it's release. You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a release.
That's good.
It's a release. It's just for us. So, and it's okay too. It's okay. You know, we may let somebody read it, but as far as performing it, we just keep it to ourselves.
Talk a little bit about having that release, getting that release out about emotions or what you're feeling instead of suppressing it.
It's like therapy. It's like breathing through paper. You know, when a lot of people say they journal because sometimes they got to get their feelings out, in a way it's journaling. Maybe it's in poem form, but it's journaling. Like I can say how I feel. This is how I feel. And after I'm done, it's like, even if it's just me and God that knows what I said, me, God, and my journal.
Wait, me, God, hold on. We got to change this scene. We need some candles. we got to change this. This is too dark. We got to bring this up.
And with me, my emotional release is how I actually got into poetry publicly.
Okay.
I still don't know how Big Rob and PA got a hold of that piece, what's going on. But I was upset with what was going on in the city, and I released it on paper, and somehow it got in their hands, and I kind of verbed Gemini the poet.
Yeah, because I remember when bam, that got put on.
And so much has changed now that we don't need that. I'm just kidding.
A re-release. I wish. We got to get closer to the mic, Jack. We just got the hand signal.
Okay.
Now it's even more chaos going on that I can't even put into words right now.
So we have an event coming up, a spoken word event. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Poetry After Dark.
Poetry After Dark. Boy.
See, that make him think of his 80s stuff with his candles and his mesh t-shirt. So what is Poetry After Dark?
It's the wettest night in Skidia.
It's the what? Okay.
He clutched pearls.
Poetry After Dark is the wettest night in Muskegon. It's the wettest night on this side of West Michigan, period, and I stand on it. It is a night of the arts.
Okay.
It's a night of seduction.
All right.
It's a night of erotica. It's a night of grown folks. It's a night of wet words that just make you paint an illustration in your head and just be like, dang. Did she just say that?
Whoa.
Hello. When is this now? I got right.
Wait a minute. In other words, lead the kids home.
Oh, yeah. Definitely no kids. It's where you can come let your hair down.
It's an adult.
Where a lot of us have titles and we are seen in the public eye as role models and mentors. So when we're performing in public, we keep it kind of censored.
Sure.
And that's a night where we can just be uncensored.
Okay.
It's like BET Uncut.
Oh, right.
In poetry.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, a lot of times, you know, when you go to poetry events, you know, a lot of it is, you know, regular poems, you know. So I needed a platform for just the nasty for one night.
Okay.
I needed a platform for just grown folks just for one night. And over the years, I've had people say, oh, my God, you said everything I was thinking. Or you said everything I wanted to say. Or thank you for that poem, because that poem right there made this happen.
Okay.
And that poem, and oh, you're so brave. And oh, I wish I was as brave as you. You know,
I wish that every year.
And you know, we're all adults. And you know, this is just a time to let go and just let your mind run crazy. I tell people, come so you can come later.
Okay, but let's talk. Let's get even more into this. How the lost art of communicating to one to another is it's been lost, and here's a chance to come out and see how to express oneself about somebody or themselves.
Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about that. How important is that? Because the thing is that it is a lost art of communicating with one another.
Well, as depending on the roles that you have in the community, a lot of people see you, they put you in a box.
Mm-hmm.
And this night, thanks to my sister here, we're able to step outside of that box.
Okay.
we're able to be uncensored. We're able to be adults, not just the role model. We can say things that we wouldn't normally say when we're performing in public, because it's a safe place. And over the last 15 years, I haven't been a part all 15, but it's been a while, huh? And the amount of people that appreciate that night. You have professionals from every walk of life that come out and look forward to that night.
All ages, not all, not adult.
Adult ages.
Because a year ago at the last Poetry After Dark, it was a lady that was there. She was 78 years old, and she stopped me. She said, baby, I just got to tell you, I enjoy myself. She said, my daughter brought me, and I enjoyed every bit of it. I'm 78 years old. And I said, thank you. Because this is what I want. I want us all to come together and just enjoy the wettest night in Muskegon.
Okay. Now, where is this going to take place?
So we are very strategic when it comes to ensuring that everybody that comes out have a good time. There's no nonsense. So nobody knows the location until you purchase a ticket.
Okay.
And by doing so, we've been able to keep out all ruckus. We've never had an event.
That's a good plan.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
And like we used to have one time we had it at the beach and the police came. Of course we're nervous because a bunch of black people and the police pull up with their lights shining. They literally, because wherever we're at, we clean up afterwards. They literally let us use their lights to help us clean up and was like giving us words of encouragement, basically, because there was no cause for nuisance or none of that, but they wanted to make sure we had the proper lighting to do what we're doing and get out safely.
So yeah, that had to some of the excitement of people, you know, like we don't know the location yet.
And sometimes we got to let them know, you know, well, you're not going to be driving an hour out or nothing like that. It's not that. It's just we don't want nobody pulling up and not trying to come and they doing everything else outside and that we don't have nothing to do with.
And then you get the police called on us. I'm telling.
Too old for that.
I'm not with the riffraff. And that's the way we keep it down.
You guys got some fans out there said listening. Great conversation.
Okay, we got a ticket giveaway too.
We want to get somebody a ticket this afternoon.
However y'all want to do it. But we got a ticket
giveaway. I tell you what, we're going to do this because it is the 31st. The first person that comes to the radio station will get the ticket, and you must be over
21.
21.
Not 18, 21.
21.
Not 19 and a half. 21.
26, like my car insurance was.
Yeah, you gotta be 21.
The first person that shows up to the station will get that ticket. Thank you so much for doing that.
But you know, I like the idea, you know, and you know, Greg and I are probably a little stuffy. But the idea you said you want to provide something for adults, you know, and you know, you talked about the idea of people see us a certain way. I'm certainly in that box. You know, I like jazz music, but I don't enjoy myself in Muskegon like I do when I go out of town, because people have expectations of how they see you. Like Pastor Burns or whatever, you know, but
you like good music.
But the idea of just being able to be around like-minded adults and enjoy what you want to enjoy for the evening.
Because my mom has been trying to come for the last 15 years. And I'm just like, Mama, I know you support, but
I can't
give this
to you. That's too much.
Baby.
So there is a line.
Well, she thinks I should let her come.
But you know, does she appreciate your gift?
My mom appreciates it. And
so
honestly,
you know, she might not react.
Like she cracks jokes. Like, I know, honestly, if my mom came, she would probably be real laid back. So she doesn't
know
it.
You the one got a problem, not her.
She doesn't know it, but I may let her come for the 15th.
Set mama free.
Set mama free.
I don't want mama to enjoy that night too much. This is bad for me.
Oh, that sounds like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna be laying on the couch if she enjoyed it too much.
She said, "I got a porn."
No. No, but she's super supportive. My mom looks as Jackie as one of her daughters. And I support Jackie because I know the passion she puts behind this. I know the hard work. I see her. I'm with her behind the scenes. watching her go crazy. We cry together. We scream together. We throw paper. Yeah, she's really put forth a lot this year to make sure that the 15th is everything.
Not the 15th year.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. I just was making sure. I don't want to confuse nobody.
15th year. She's put a lot of work, blood, sweat, and tears into this. And so it's definitely an evening. I promise you, you do not want to miss this event.
We have some dope poets.
And the thing is that a lot of people are watching these poets at home.
Yeah.
But how important is it to come out and then experience this?
It's crazy because as long as we have been doing this in Muskegon, it's still people to this day, oh, it's poetry, or when are y'all gonna do some poetry or poetry? And but when we do and when we promote, it still be kind of dry. Mm. But you know, we keep pushing.
And
we keep pushing because it's still a handful of people. When I say handful, more than that, but a handful of people that's we know that's gonna be there always, no matter what, no matter what we do. You know, I have somebody that travel. Like if I'm performing in Grand Rapids, they're coming to Grand Rapids. You know,
that's
like,
nice.
So we do have them. Them ones that no matter what, they're loyal. They
rocking. Yeah. I don't know if this is a fair statement, but it seems to be you all have really kind of brought poetry back alive in Muskegon. I don't know if it was dead before, but the teaching the students and,
it died off.
I know some of the events y'all have had to libraries and things. What I always enjoy hearing is people say, I wrote this and I've never performed before. I've never got before people did a poem before.
Yeah.
And I always enjoy hearing that.
And that's definitely something that one of the poets, our brother Kaizen Kabir, and me hear often at the library. Like we've had hula dancers. we've had people, older people who've never performed and was terrified. But we try to show them that it's a way to let go of your thoughts. Sometimes thoughts sit in our head and bog us down and restrict us. And when you do it, it's like a friend feeling. Still get nervous to this day.
Okay.
Yeah. Get off the mic like this.
Yeah.
But it is definitely therapeutic.
Yeah. Jim and I, we have to give you your flowers right now because seriously, I mean, before you started speaking out, poetry was basically quiet. And then you came out with such a voice that it was powerful. So let's give you your flowers.
I appreciate it. But honestly, you know, with me, it's my circle. I have somebody like Passion, have somebody like Kaizen, that when I'm my worst critic, oh my God, I'm getting emotional. When I'm my worst critic, they show up for me.
Okay.
They speak into me. They say, nah, stop being so hard on yourself. Give yourself that credit. And that's kind of what keeps me going. It's a circle of love.
Well, let's talk about that, about speaking life into people. That's a lost art too, because people are too busy concerned about themselves, but we're not speaking life into people.
No, it's lost, but that's why I value my circle so much. Because everybody that I surround myself with, we allow each other to have bad days, but we won't let us stay there.
That's good.
We let you have your moment, but we're not staying here. We're going to figure out how to get out of that.
We're going to fix that crown.
And we're going to keep it moving.
Talk about, well, you just, now, y'all, boy, that's getting deep in here. We're going to fix that crown. Yeah, talk to people about that because people don't understand that.
As women, and I'm not even going to say, you know, not as men too, but as women, we need to continue to fix each other's crown. When we see each other down, we going through it, that's our time to come in and be like, hey, you got this.
Let's pass the plate because he's preaching good. Let's go.
You are worthy. You are beautiful. You know, when women tell me I'm looking good today or give me a compliment, I tell them I'm a reflection of you, queen. And I mean that. I'm a reflection of you. And it needs to be more of that. It needs to be more of unity because even when we're grown, we still need that tribe. We still need that village. Even when we're grown. And I love my village still.
Facts.
You know, so yes. fix each other's crown.
Especially as black
and,
women.
And sometimes got to fix a king crown, too.
Definitely. Come on like, now.
How's your mental king? How you doing today?
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling?
Yes.
A little lesson for my students, it was, how are you feeling? And they say, good. However they're feeling. And I say, well, what color is that?
Okay.
And everybody has a different color.
Okay.
You know, your grape might be purple. His grape might be green. But that doesn't mean that y'all are wrong with your colors.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
All right.
Yes.
Well, I'm about to buy 3 tickets. Jennifer Ross says, hey, sisters, love you.
We love you.
Love you more, Ike. That's why she Ike me.
We'll definitely do that. Talk about working with students. And help me. You know, everybody thinks they're a rapper, have lyrics somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So help me. People who think they can write lyrics or verses, whatever they call it, and poetry. It's a connection, not a connection, or where are young people with writing poetry?
Definitely a connection, because only a handful know that I actually started off as a rapper battling with Mr. 1204 in basement parties.
Okay.
Oh, man. But it's with kids, a lot of them are afraid to speak, because mm-hmm. when you say poetry, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Rap, drop a line for me. They don't mm-hmm. think it's, so we kind of tie the two together to let them know rap is poetry with a beat.
Mm-hmm.
Once you say it to them like that, I've had a couple that's like, okay.
Chapter bars.
DJ mm-hmm. Steve-O is actually one of my former poetry students.
Okay.
He was a rapper, but I'm like, come on, let's try poetry. And he was like, okay, maybe, nah. He wasn't feeling it at first, but then once we kind of got further along, he was like, thank you. And I'm like, nah, you did this. I'm just trying to help you see that it's more than just, you don't have to just always drop a bar. You can get your point across in a powerful way, so they're not distracted by the beat with just your words.
Okay. Or distracted by trying to rhyme on every line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's, you know, stop concentrating on having to rhyme, just write, just, yeah. Everything okay. doesn't have to rhyme back to back to back. Some poems, you got it, but yeah. Everything doesn't have to rhyme like that.
Well, I want to go back. The importance of just getting that word out, and not only that, but getting, when you have a spouse and stuff like that, learning how to communicate and communicate passionately. Mm-hmm. I think it's lost.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Write that letter.
Write a love letter, because I'm a love letter. You mean
she's sitting right there. I got to write her a letter.
I'm a love letter.
I've been here, look, I've been here 20 years. I got to write you a letter.
Let me start
you a letter too.
It's like finding a check that you didn't know you had, getting ready to go to work, and you open up that lunch bag, and it's just a letter of appreciation. It doesn't even have to be a long letter. It could be a short letter.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, I appreciate you. Don't have to rhyme. None of that.
Just something. Yes.
That, you're going to be on cloud 9 for the rest of the day, because so often, especially as black males and females, we don't feel appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you walk in that workplace, sometimes you really don't feel appreciated mm-hmm. there. So to get that, that's your Red Bull to get through the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So let's separate this real quick. Speak to women out there right now. Talk to women right now about, like you said, the crown, their beauty. Speak to women right now.
I would say, girl, look at you all fine and stuff. Oh, excellent and wonderful. Remember who you are, queen, and when you forget, make sure you always have that person that's going to remind you that you are great. You are full of greatness always. Like, I preach this all the time. And sometimes when I'm preaching it, I'm preaching it to myself, you know? I'm preaching it to myself so mm-hmm. seriously, because, you know, we bump our heads still in the midst of just trying to walk in this life, this world with just so much. Jill said it. I wasn't the aesthetic. I guess I get it. So much pressure to appear just like them.
All right.
So much pressure For real, we walk with so much pressure just to appear, trying to fit into everything when all we really need to do is just be beautiful and be ourselves.
Because if you look at we're the blueprint. Look at how many of them try to emulate who we are.
Exactly. Ooh, that's good. That's good. Exactly.
They talk about our lips, but they're putting that, but what is it? Botox, Botox, whatever it is. They pushing that in their lips. Talk about our melanin, but they laying in the sun. So we are the blueprint. We just have to remind ourselves ever so often the power that we hold.
What about speak to that king out there?
You're king? Enough.
Yes.
You're enough.
You are enough. You are excellent. You are so strong. You don't even know it. I already know you got two strikes against you. Just being Black in America and a man, just that right there running on your back could just bring you down. But just know you are more than just a blueprint too.
Oh, definitely. And everything that you endure makes you stronger.
And without you, it wouldn't even be no creation.
And it's okay to shed a tear.
It is.
That's not a sign of weakness. That's not a sign of weakness.
It's okay to go to therapy.
That's your release.
If that's what you need to do.
That's good.
Definitely.
Yes. That's good.
And it's okay to have a circle with your homeboys and talk about y'all problems.
Yes.
That's not weak either. Mm-hmm. It's okay to have that conversation. It's okay to be like, man, I need to talk. Man, can you and such, I just need to have a conversation, you know. It's okay, because as women, we do that all the time. And sometimes men feel like it's going to mess with their masculinity if they let out, you know. And that's why all that be built up and be so much going on. And sometimes you just need to talk it out.
That's good.
You know, sometimes you may agree to disagree, but sometimes just letting it out. I hug my sons. I have two grown sons. Mm-hmm. I hug them every day. I always just tell them, you know, I love you. You know, it's the dog eat dog world out here. Mm-hmm. It is, you know, I ain't gonna lie to them. Mm-hmm. You know, keep your head up. Remember who you are. Remember you are greatness. Like, cause.
And I have all brothers. So I'll text my brothers like, yo, I love you. I appreciate you. I'm proud of you. Just to let them know that, yeah, I see you. You beating the statistics.
Mm-hmm.
You're not locked up.
Yeah. That's good.
I tell my nephews, you can do whatever you put your mind to.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So again, let's talk about the event. Because the show is almost it's done. But the event, prices, whatever. How to get in touch with you guys?
August 8th is going down. I am your co-host. And if you've ever been to Poetry After Dark, you know that is one night I don't have no hair, but I let it down. I let it down. We're going to have a blast. My sis and we're hosting together this year. So. It's been a minute since we kind of hosted together, for real.
Yeah,
for real.
You kind of hosted a little more, but because she, when I tell you about Gemini, she is one, and I'm not just saying this because she's my sister. She is a great host.
Yes, yes.
She is a great host. She's going to have that crowd going from laughing to just feeling good to smile. She's going to do that, like, for real. Honestly, she.
I would agree with you. I grew up at home with a master MC. My dad hosted everything, but I've seen you in work. And you've given made people feel safe when they've gotten up, and sometimes they're a little funny, but this just me. But I have seen you. You really do a good job of making people's face and keeping things moving. You do a good job with it.
Tickets are $40. You can reach out to us on social media. Okay. I'm Ebony Davis because I've been in Facebook jail too many times. but it does say Gemini the Poet in parentheses.
Okay. Okay.
Jacqueline Passionate Poet Helmet on Facebook and.
Our numbers is on the bottom of the flyer. If you do come to the flyer on Facebook or in paper or in the store, our numbers are at the bottom. Or you can hit us up on Facebook.
Starts at dusk.
Yes. Doors open at 8. Show starts at 9.
All right.
Sharp.
All right. You heard it. It's the wettest night.
It's
Muskegon. Listen, you have been watching and listening to Community Focus. As we say, we give you some words of encouragement. That look, we said, but we just don't say it because it's words. Go out there, grab somebody. You never know who you might be touching. That kid that just doesn't have a father figure in their role or whatever. But go out. Touch somebody, including adults, because you may think that they're okay, but they're not. So let's check in with our tribe and see how they do it. That's Community Focus for the day. We'd like to thank our wonderful people because it's been thank a great
you.
Show.
Thank you so much.
All right. Listen, take care. God bless. We'll see you next week.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.